Athabasca, beachcombers at Skeleton Lake are hoping Athabasca County will be able to help them set up a new beach for children to play at, away from the current dangers of the boat launch. During the January 30th Athabasca County Council meeting, Sharon Ziegman and Brenda Thompson showcased the work their group had been doing, including bottle drives, winter carnivals, and more. "We have a beautiful lake there, and what we do and what we're about is enhancing our community," said Ziegman. "Bringing friends and family together, supporting our community and county, and making memories along the way. To help support the greater community, including the village of Boyle and the surrounding county residents," the two women shared some of the volunteerism the association had completed last year. A bottle drive raised $600 for Boyle School's hot lunch program, and water safety classes have been organized by the volunteers as well. "People come from all over for these. They come from Athabasca, Lac La Biche, Boyle, as well as our own community members," said Ziegman. "We put two of these classes on, and we have a huge waiting list for more." One of the association's events was a particular success. The 2024 Halloween Howl was such a great hit, according to the duo. "There was candy, parades, games for the kids. This is our biggest fundraiser, and it has much over exceeded our expectations. We've got live music, a car show and shine, a silent auction. There's so much going on. A safe space to play." The duo's ask focused on two main parts: installation of solar lighting, as discussed with a former director of infrastructure, and providing a safe swim and beach area wholly separate from the existing boat launch at Paradise Valley. "We have nowhere for our children to play, except with the docking boats," said Ziegman. "Our launch is only really long enough to walk out and maybe cast a rod of the pier, and the kids are swimming between boats, motors and fans. We're really looking to build a beach area. It needs some maintenance anyways." Part of their argument is based off equality. The south side of the lake has 4 beaches and 595 residential lots, while the north side has 175 lots but no formal beaches. According to Thompson, the area is also underserved when it comes to amenities. "Outside of the county-owned boat launch, there isn't much in the area. 2 picnic tables have been donated, and the community maintains the grassy areas. We as county members and community residents would like to receive like amenities to the other residents," said Thompson. "We understand that the physical area isn't as big as the others, but we do have the population to support some of our wishes. We aren't asking for a ball diamond or a tennis court." Instead, Thompson said the association wanted what had been promised by a previous administration director: a solar light pole at the boat launch to illuminate the winter skating, help evening boaters, and increase security for the area at night time. "We want to keep our area beautiful and welcoming for the friends, family, and community members that use it," she said. "There's so many people coming down for the day with their picnics and floaty toys, and right now they have to swim and recreate with the boats. We really are asking for a safe and separate swim area for the community members. It'll avoid injury and any litigation." Councillors accepted the presentation for information, and Thompson said the association has scheduled follow-up meetings with administrative staff. "We're proud of what we've done in 3.5 years, and we would like to have that recognized,"